By the way, my name is Greg Meissner. I started building custom homes in 1976. I built for decades before we closed our business, and we got out of Dodge, and we moved to the mountains. And we live off the grid. We've been out of the rat race for 10 years, and I'll tell you, friends, wild horses couldn't drag me back to the city. No way. Let me ask you, how many of you want to leave Los Angeles? This is wonderful. Man, I'm preaching to the choir. How many of you want to leave and purchase the home as cheap as you can? Let me see if I can encourage you. And I'm coming to you from the background of building and developing land for decades. Affordable homestead housing. Let me see if I get all my buttons right here. That works? Good. Let's look at some options that you will have when you start looking to move out. And it is so rewarding to see so many hands go up. The first option we want to look at, or let's just go with the options right now. You might look at an established homestead. Excuse me. That means a home that is already there. And you know what that means? It means there could be an orchard. And that's wonderful because it takes 3 to 5 years for fruit trees to grow before they start yielding, and that's still when it's a small tree. So it could be very advantageous to get a homestead that's already ready to go, turnkey, and you move in. Another option is a fixer-upper. Now that's like a established homestead. It could have a orchard and a garden, but it's not finished. It needs some elbow grease. You can get it at a better price and put some sweat equity into it and save some money. A third thing we want to look at, just touch on, is renting. And fourth, undeveloped land. Now, first thing we want to look at is an established homestead. We're going to lump a fixer-upper in there also, because they're basically the same thing. If you move out where you need to go, it'll have a septic tank. You don't want to live where there is city sewage, unless you like sewage bills. Nobody likes those. So, if you're looking at an established homestead, write real fast because I've got to move with this. First thing you want to do is get a professional to inspect the place you're looking at, unless you are a professional yourself. The second thing, you want to have the septic tank system checked just to make sure it's in working order, because you can't change Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is what reabsorbs that yucky stuff back down into the ground. So you want to make sure the septic tank system has been done right and that it's in good working order. The next thing, you want to make sure your water is pure. You want to have it checked. And then also, you want to check for the feasibility of alternative energy and an independent water system. Now, alternative energy, my son is going to be scratching a little bit more on the surface. He barely touched it this morning, and he's going to scratch a little deeper, but he's not going to go as deep as it takes more time, but he'll tell more about that. So you want to look at a place to see what is the feasibility of you being able to not have a power bill. For instance, we have just 4 solar panels. I haven't had a chance to put 4 more solar panels up. We have a total of 8. And you know what our power bill was for last summer? You got it. Zero. We also heat with wood stove. We love it. I grew up on propane and whatever. You know what our heating bill was? $30 for the whole year. $30. And $18 of that was for the chainsaw. Check the firewood situation. When you're looking at property out in the country, I'm not talking about Southern California now, unless you like to burn cactus. I don't know if the cactus burns very well, and there isn't that much. But you want to look for a good firewood situation. In other words, you want to see if there's an ample supply of forest on the land that you're purchasing, so you can cut your own wood. You don't want to be reliant upon the oil cartel. Then, if you're going to move to a northern climate, some of you might. It has its advantages. I was born and raised in Georgia, where it's real hot. So we live within 100 miles of Canada, and I love it. If you're in a northern climate, you want to check the microclimates for the capabilities of growing fruits and vegetables. That's crucial for what I believe is coming. We must have our own independent grocery store and fruit counters, known as our orchards and our gardens. The next category we want to look at is renting. Now, why are we looking at this? Because it can be a place for you to stay temporarily while you're looking for land or your building. Some of you might decide to build your own home. Now, you might think, maybe I don't know how to build a home. In just a little bit, I'm going to give you a secret that most builders don't say. I'm going to tell you the cost of just the materials of a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home. You're going to be shocked, I think, at the price of just the materials. If you have a family, if you're energetic and you want to learn how to build your own home, you're going to be surprised at how cheap it can be. So, renting, you know, when you're looking to move out, it can be costly when you rent a motel and you're looking around an area outside of California or somewhere else. So you might find an area you want to move to, and you might find a house that you can rent while you look around. You might want to stay there a year and just study the microclimates. Just see what part of the county has a longer growing season. In the northern climate, that's important. You might want to look and find the best price, and it takes some time to find a place with the best price, etc. Also, you can rent if you can't afford to buy. I mean, that's a no-brainer there. The next category we want to look at, and not every one of you will fit in this category, but undeveloped land. Now, why are we talking about undeveloped land? This is what I did for years. Go in and clear out an area, set a homestead there, and watch a family move in. That was very rewarding to me. And this is why I'm enjoying talking to you. This can be extremely rewarding to you, especially if you build your own home. But before we get to that, one thing you can do is put a mobile home on there and have something ready to go. I'm going to talk pretty straight to you. You could live like kings and queens in a mobile home in the country than in a mansion in Los Angeles when things come down. Mobile homes. We were just in New Orleans last week giving seminars there. And I've never seen so many RVs and small mobile homes that FEMA has. There are websites you can go on that you can get really good deals on just small mobile homes that you can purchase. Of course, I'm sure you have to drive them to Louisiana and pick it up and take it to wherever you're going. But you can get one of those for pennies on the dollar and move it to your place and live there while you're building your cottage in the mountains, etc., etc. The other thing you can do is build a conventionally built cabin or cottage. Now, I got a little ahead of myself. Temporary housing. You can get an RV. This is what we did. When we moved from Georgia to the Northwest, we bought an old 30-year-old travel trailer for $2,800. And we lived in that while we built our cottage that we're in now. We absolutely love our cottage, I want to tell you. We moved from a dream home of 3,000 square feet. So this is what we call our dream home, of 3,000 square feet. And it was finished very nicely. And then there's another 1,200 square feet, almost finished in the basement. So that's 4,200 square feet. We have now moved to 1,300. We moved to 1,300 square feet, and we absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. We have scaled down, and that's very important. My volume on this thing is kind of, okay, now it's stopped. Okay. Can you still hear me okay? Okay. The other thing for temporary housing is you can get a used or new mobile home, like I mentioned. As we went through New Orleans, I got the website. Actually, I had a man there send me the website of a company that sells the used mobile homes and RVs. If you want to find out that website, I'm sorry I don't have it with me, email us and I can send that website to you. And you can save on getting a used mobile home or an RV. Also, you can build a small little guest cabin. You can build that for not very much and live in that out on your property while you build your larger cabin. Then when you finish the larger cabin, that can be your guest cottage. Or it can be a tool shed or whatever you want to make out of it. But it could be someplace for you to live. Anything just to get you out of the mayhem that will be here when it happens. And in all of our major cities, friends, it's not looking good, I tell you. Ways to save money. Let's see if we can go through this pretty fast. Do as much as possible yourself. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. The more you do, the less you have to pay somebody else when you move out. That's whether you buy a fixer-upper, or whether you build your own little cabin, or even if you buy a homestead that's already finished. There's going to be things you need to start looking into. That's gardening. Brad was getting into that. Keeping up your orchard, cutting your firewood, etc., etc. Do as much as possible yourself. Another way, if you want to build your own home, and once again, you're probably thinking, there's no way, I don't know the first thing about building. Friends, we know people who have never built, and the Lord blessed them and guided them every step of the way, and they bought the right books that would help them. If we have enough time at the end of this, I'll give you a list of books that will help you. One way is to buy a good craftsman, by the hour, a man that knows how to read plans, that can help teach you in building. One man by the hour, he won't goof off unless you're goofing off with him, because you're going to be there with him, working. He can teach you and your children, and also help you build your home. One of the most rewarding experiences you've had in your life. Books, I just mentioned that. Other ways to save money. Price comparisons. You can go to Home Depot, and if it's cheaper, take it over to Lowe's. Lowe's will meet and beat it in many cases, and vice versa. Or they will meet and beat other companies, local companies, etc., etc. Price comparisons. I was changing a roof on a lady's house one time. I saved $400 just on the shingles. Price comparisons. Look in penny pincher type weekly newspapers where they'll have ads for you haul off, you can have it, or you know, you come destroy it, or take this garage apart, you can have the lumber, etc., etc. If you have an old pickup truck or a new pickup truck, if you have the time and a crowbar and a hammer, you can save some money that way. Vinyl carpets. Vinyl and carpet remnants. I'm from the carpet, near the carpet capital of the world, Dalton, Georgia. And we're used to a lot of remnant carpets. You get the steels. You can go to carpet companies. You can go to Home Depot, Lowe's, your local building stores that sell carpet. And sometimes they have remnants and save you a lot of money. Families team up together. You might have friends that move out with you. And you've heard the Amish, they'll have barn raisers where they all get together and raise a barn in 1 or 2 days. You'll be surprised when you move out to the country of the people that will want to help you. It's very rewarding. It's very healthy. Let me just show you a few pictures here. This is a family we know that this man, Kelly, has never built a house in his life. He's in food distribution. He has a 10 and a 14-year-old son. And this is them building their house in Washington State. There's two sons, 14 and 10. These are friends that came over helping them cut. You see that, or helping them cut lumber. You see that pickup in the background? Kelly bought that when he moved out. He used to live in Portland. They moved out of the city. He bought an old four-wheel drive pickup, and that thing, I'm sure, has more than paid for itself. This is his oldest son cutting. His two boys putting down underlayment on the floor of the rest of their home. This is their youngest son. He's he's pulling up on a wall, lifting it up so his father can put a 2x4 underneath and hold it up. Notice his tongue, he's really getting into that, isn't he? And this is that wall probably that they're lifting up. Starting to look like a house. Now they're putting the metal roof on it. Okay, let's continue on ways to save money. You can get used cabinets. Now, I'm telling you this because we're looking at an affordable way to build or to remodel or fix a fixer-upper, except for those of you who will find a house already finished. Now, you might have the money where you can get brand new cabinets. That's fine. I'm talking to you poor folks out there that you might be able to just get used cabinets. And you'd be surprised the deals you can get on used cabinets. A good friend of mine in Georgia owns one of the best cabinet shops in Georgia, I'd say. And you would not believe some of the nice kitchens that he takes out because the homeowner just doesn't like the color of them. They're tired of them. They want a new color. So they'll put $40,000 just into a new kitchen. Can you imagine what their cabinets that they take out look like? Boy, they look real nice in the mountain cabin.
We know we've got used cabinets
in our cabinets. They save a lot. If you know a remodeler, someone that goes in and remodels a house, he'll pull cabinets out and he'll sell them at a greatly reduced price and put a new cabinet in. Even windows, I don't even have that. Well, I think I do. Let's go in the windows. Windows, doors, etc. Talk to a remodeler.
The windows in our cabin came from a builder friend of mine. Excuse me. Who replaced the windows in several houses, and he gave them to us for free. They're double pane. They've worked great for 10 years. And I used to build pretty nice houses. The last house we built was 10,000 square feet under the roof. It was a mansion.
And we walked away from that, and we scaled down, and we absolutely love where we're living now. And we love our windows. They're used, and they work wonderful. Also, lumber companies. A lot of times a builder will misorder interior doors, exterior doors, and windows. Well, if he's a good customer of that building company might eat some of those windows or give him a reduced price on the correct size window, and they'll move these windows and misordered doors, misordered windows back to what they call the bone pile. And they'll collect us, and one day they'll have a big sale and sell all these things. And you can get tremendous prices on brand new windows, interior doors, and exterior doors. Okay, let's look at this house that I figured. It's a 24x40, 1.5-story house. It's approximately 1,335 square feet. I'm going to have to move through this fast. 3 bedrooms, 1 full bath. It's a concrete block foundation. It's not as good as a poured concrete foundation. But remember, who's going to be doing the labor?
You are.
You are. This is if you choose to build your own home. You're going to be supplying all the labor. I'm just going to give you the materials cost. 2x6 exterior walls, unfinished on the inside, hardy panel siding on the outside. Now, I want to tell you, I priced this house where it is unfinished on the inside, but it's finished enough where you can move in. We're talking the least expensive way to build a small cottage or cabin. So it won't be finished on the inside unless you can go ahead and afford the materials to finish the inside. I'm just giving you the rock bottom price of an unfinished house inside where you can still move into if the local laws allow that. 2x4 interior walls, unfinished, a metal roof. Double panel, vinyl windows, these are new windows, everything's new. In fact, I got these prices from Home Depot, the chain. Prices in the Northwest and in the South, Home Depot's. Fully insulated, that'd be R19 in the walls, R30 in the ceiling, R30 in the floor. Electrical package, that's where the package is completely done. The plumbing package, completely supplied for this one bathroom, kitchen. Septic tank system, a loft, cathedral ceiling, and this also includes a wood-burning cook stove. It's one of the best Amish-made wood cook stoves you can buy. By the way, if you're interested in a wood cook stove, go to stovesandmoreonline.com. Stovesandmoreonline.com. They sell four of the best Amish-made wood cook stoves. They range in price from $1,500 to $1,800 on up to around $3,000 or $3,500. You build one fire, it will heat your home, it will preserve your food, it will heat your water, as well as cook and bake your food. You strike one match, and it will be all there. And this also includes cabinets that I priced from Home Depot. Now, what this price I'm about to give you does not include, it does not include labor, because who's going to do the labor? Am I hearing groaning? You're not going to grow when you hear this price. Land and permits. It doesn't, of course, I don't know where you've moved, and I don't know how much permits would be. It doesn't include a water supply, because I don't know what the property will have, what kind of water supply you'll have there. It doesn't include a power supply. You might move where there's no power, or you might move to where there is power and hook up to the grid, or you might have your own alternative energy system. Nick's going to get into that in just a little bit. To finish this, what it would take is do the sheetrock on the inside, install the doors, trim and hardware, paint the interior, because remember, the outside includes paint and siding, everything on it. Finish the floors. Okay, this is the floor plan. Let me see if I can, oh, there it is. Okay, this is the loft, this is the cathedral ceiling area in here. There's a loft. You go up the stairs to the upstairs loft area, so the third bedroom, and the loft floor starts right about here and goes all the way back. This dimension is 24 by 40. Cathedral ceiling area, this is the living room area, this is the kitchen, this is the breakfast room. Now this wall is at an angle because this is where we put the wood cook stove. And this flame view has a glass door on the end, so you can sit in the living room and enjoy the view of the fire. You have a bathroom here, full bath. Here's your power room if you decide to go ahead and go off the grid. Otherwise, you can put another toilet in there, commode in there. This is your washer and dryer room and whatever else, utility. If you want to build, there's room in here for all kinds of shelves. If you get into canning, that's a wonderful place to put your canning jars. Here's a bedroom in here. Here's a master bedroom. So here's bedroom, master bedroom, bedroom number two, and the whole upstairs is bedroom number three. Now, let me show you some walkthrough pictures here. That's the kitchen looking from the living room. That's looking from the breakfast room into the living room area. And this is in, I know you can't keep up with this, but I'm about out of time. This is looking from the breakfast area, I mean from the living room area into the breakfast area. This is the breakfast area over in here. Can y'all see that over here? The breakfast area over in here. The wood cook stove is on the other side of this wall. This wall is supposed to be down a little bit. We did this in a rush. Okay, this is looking from the bathroom. Here's a vanity in the bathroom. Looking through the utility room on outside. And this is the other direction. Looking from the outside. This is the utility room looking into the bathroom. And this is a closer shot of the bathroom. Here's the tub. Well, excuse me. Here's the tub right here. And this is looking at the master, still in the utility room, looking at the master bedroom, bedroom number two, bathroom here. This is where the washer and dryer goes. Shelves on this wall if you want it. This is the master bedroom. It doesn't do it justice. And this is bedroom number two downstairs. I'm sorry we didn't get this done to show the loft upstairs. And this is in the living room, looking back toward the hall that goes back to the master bedroom and bedroom number two. This is a stairway going up to the loft and a big bedroom up there. Now, this doesn't do it justice, but I'm just going to give you an idea. This is looking at one side, and this is looking at the other. There are big windows that go in up there. We're trying to figure this program out. Otherwise, we'd have a big window up there. So, and the estimated cost as of this year for the materials to finish this cabin up to a point at which you can move in is $35,000 to $40,000. Now, is that a surprise?
Yeah.
Does that mean I have fun? Great. I have 4 minutes. Good. I could really blow 4 minutes. So. Okay. I'm going to give you the list of some books. Helpful books. Okay. The first book you want to get is a book on foundations. Write real quick because I'm going to have to go through this real quick. A book on masonry, laying concrete blocks, etc. And also how to set up batter boards, etc. Now I know you're frustrated. You probably want me to slow down. I'm not going too fast, I don't think. But I've got to keep going, laying blocks. Okay, a book on framing, including roof framing. You might need to get a separate book just on roof framing. A book on roofing, putting shingles on, metal roof, etc. Get a book on soffit. It shows you how to install, siding, as well as soffits and eaves. Some people might call it cornice. A book on stair systems. This has a simple stair system in it, but they can make you pull some of your hair out, stair systems, if you're not used to it. So get a book that helps explain stair systems. Okay? More helpful books. A book on plumbing. A book on electrical. Once again, you have to check the requirements of the code of the area that you move to. You might have to pay licensed electrician and plumber to do the work. Same way with septic tank systems. Get a book on insulation. Really, that's simple. But it wouldn't hurt to get a brochure or something on insulation. Home Depot has brochures. I think Columbus Corning prints them. That will help you on insulation. Get a book on installing cabinets. That can save you a little. Or you might prefer to pay a little and have a professional crew install your cabinets. Now, optional helpful books. If you want to go ahead and finish the cabin off, your cottage, you might have the money to do that, get a book on drywall or sheetrock finishing, drywall finishing. Get a book on trim carpentry. That will show you how to hang the interior doors, run the baseboard, run trim around the windows, putting doorknobs up, putting towel racks, toilet paper holders, all kinds of trim work, door stops, etc. Get a book on floor finishing. There's many kinds of floors you can put in. And most people say, I can paint, that's easy. Well, it is, but yet it isn't. It's an art to paint, I'll tell you. There's a lot to painting. And if you don't believe me, just wait and start painting your cabin, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's not quite as easy as you think it is. And I believe that's it. Stop. I just got the sign. So God bless you.